Good morning. Cold high pressure overhead across all of New York and New England, and as a result, some folks seeing the chilliest temperatures so far this season, with many reports in the teens and lower 20s this morning. That same high will bring us abundant sunshine today, but still quite cold for this time of year, as temperatures will fall short of our average highs by a solid 10 to 15 degrees. That'll leave us in the upper 30s and lower 40s across most places, with some areas across the higher terrain not making it out of the mid-30s today, and that will lead to another clear night tonight. With light winds, temperatures once again will drop back into the teens and lower 20s. A little bit of sunshine to start the day tomorrow, but as that high drifts away, it'll give way to the storm system we've been tracking along the Gulf Coast, which will hit the eastern seaboard and ride up the coast. The exact track of this storm as it rides north of North Carolina will determine what we get locally. However, it does look like most of the Catskills, Taconics, and Berkshires will get a round of snow starting Wednesday evening, as temperatures will warm into the upper 30s and lower 40s again, then fall back with the onset of the precipitation probably shortly after the commute home. The snow will continue in those hills and mountains overnight, while we'll have a transition to some rain in the valleys across the region tomorrow overnight into Thursday morning. So a messy morning drive on Thursday. In the afternoon, leftover rain and snow showers as highs reach the mid-40s and the storm slowly pulls away east of Cape Cod. Another high pressure center will build in late week and into the weekend, and this high will have milder air with it. With a mix of sun and clouds on Friday, we'll reach the upper 40s, then lower 50s on Saturday. As a southwesterly wind develops around the backside of the high, we'll push readings well up into the 50s and towards 60 on Sunday and Monday with abundant sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather, a cold Canadian air mass will push south and combine with a strengthening low pressure system over the Pacific Northwest to bring widespread snow to central and southwest Montana tomorrow evening through Saturday. Snow will start in the mountains of southwest Montana and spread north. Periods of moderate to heavy snow will be possible starting on Thursday and into Friday, with gusty winds creating areas of blowing and drifting snow. 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible in the mountains, with 6 to 12 inches on the plains, 3 to 6 inches of snow possible in the valleys of southwestern Montana. And a high wind warning has been issued for the mid-Atlantic and New England coasts with the approach of the next storm. A north wind of 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 60 miles per hour will be capable of producing downed trees and power lines, as well as minor property damage in the same areas that were hit hard by Sandy last week. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rocks, St. Kitts and Nevis at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Uzumu Airport in Japan at 1:45 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 1 above 0 with a northwest wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and fog and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 21 degrees, the dew point 16, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.21 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Camarillo, California, to a low of 15 at Alamosa, Colorado, and Jess Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-40s, Boston sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 42 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 35, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 0.04 of an inch, and 32.11 inches for the year. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 118, that's 11 above normal, and 604 for the season, which is 148 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low 34, the record high 72 set in 1948, and the record low 15 in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:41 p.m., 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and cold today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. clear and very cold tonight with lows in the teens, perhaps some single digits in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and cold today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and very cold today with highs around 40. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and cold today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and unseasonably cold today with highs right around 40. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun giving way to increasing clouds with the chance of some light snow by late in the afternoon and into the evening, mainly across the Catskills, the Hudson Valley, Taconics, and Berkshires. Temperatures in the lower 40s. More snow or rain-snow mix tomorrow night into early Thursday morning, then some sunshine by Thursday afternoon in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, upper 40s, partly sunny Saturday, lower 50s, and the warming trend continues Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.